Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
So we will continue today with the Deva 55 from yesterday. May my mind gather to the meeting. May my mind always dwell in Radha's tender lotus feet, as I loudly and very affectionately sing Hari's name to her, serve her with many perfumed paraphernalia, and most blissfully follow her in Vrindavan.
So, I am chanting Krishna name to please her. That to understand. Not for Krishna, pleasing her. This is pleasing for her. So if Hare Krishna is coming, only that you are with him. Hare means Radhika. Why? Hare means stealing. You steal, you cover something, is a Hare. So Hare Krishna means Radhika is covering to Krishna. How you can cover to Krishna? You cover to someone. How you can cover?
Embracing.
By embracing one who is more powerful, he is more provident than the other. So Radhika, Krishna was sitting, Radhika come, and from the Krishna, she embraced Krishna from the backside. Krishna, again Krishna is coming, why? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One embrace, then strong embrace. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare is covering to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, he is thinking what is happening, who is this? This is Radha. Hare Hare, he also impressed. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the first line. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Then now you say, explain Ram. You say Ramchandra or Balram. How you will relate this? Very simple. Ram is a Veer mantra of Radhika. How I will know this? Are see, Radha Kavach. That is mentioned there. Ram Beach, Radhika's Beach month is Ram. Why? Because Ra is Radha, Ma is Mohan. So Ram means Radha Mohan together. When they embrace, Radhika embraced to Krishna, they become together or not? That is love. They become one, Ramayati. That is Raman. That is the highest time when they embrace each other. That is very good feelings. For both of them, they exchange their feelings with Brahmet. For embracing, you exchange your feelings. I want to receive from you your feelings, and I want to give my feelings to you. Both are thinking, I want to give my feelings to you. I want to take your feelings to me. That is embrace. Embrace to each other. You cannot embrace everyone. But if you're very close, then you embrace. You don't bother where I'm standing and who is looking to me. So they become one Ram. So Hare Ram, Hare Ram, ho! So nice to see like this. I want to see all the time to you like this. So who is looking? Some is looking, some is chanting, or not? Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rasheshwar, why are you so far? Hare Jiva, why are you so far from me? Then Ram, Ram, this Ram, this divine Kapoor, Radha and Krishna say, Hare Hare, Hare Hare means to this Hare, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare, for the Jiva, who is chanting, that couple in the position of embracing, he says, you don't like to come near to me? You know I attract with this? Come near to me and join this and understand our feeling. These are the mandiris. So Ram, Ram, Hare Hare is for the manjari. Only manjari can realize this. The very close, dear, they will realize this. That Ram, Ram, oh, this Radha, this Moha, is say Ram, Ram, this is Ram. Ram means Radha, Ram means Radha, Hare, then who he is attracting to the person who is chanting is Hare, Hare. Your chanting is okay, but why you are so far from me? Why not you come more close, more and more close inside my, in to me, Hare Hare, that Jiva is attracted by this divine. This is the Mahamantra. This Krishna is not individual Krishna. This Krishna is, we are chanting to pleasing to Radhika. This Mahamantra is pleasing to Radhika. One time, this is Parakyama. I say something, others will not understand, but the lovers will understand this meaning. Who is in love, they understand, and I understand. because I am your dasi. One time I was open bowl. I was meeting with one person who always say Radhe Shyam. No? Radhe Shyam, money is there. It's very good. But can this give the same feeling in Radhe Shyam? Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. It's the same feeling, it's loving feeling more in this Mahamantra. In this there are three. Jiva is also there, and the divine couples are also there. The person who is remembering, he is also there. If he is not there, how the name will come? And when name is coming, then they are coming in this form to them. Then raga bhakti starts. Bhagi bhakti, also they chant. What they see? One they see, this is one Krishna God I worship. And one I worship Rama, is also God. So in one line, in this 16th verse, we worship two gods. Second is more sweeter than he think, I worship Krishna and Balram. It's also their feelings. Good. But these are singing by the Manjaris, who is very wise, and he is in Raghavan. They meditate in there. Right? We know three names and three meanings from different persons, but different realizations. How I know this meaning? I was chanting in the front of Radha Mohan. Chanting. It appears to me. And it becomes so tasteful out of his imagination. And this is the real of this Mahamantra. So Krishna, we chant to please my Swami. Manjari has only one business, to please his Swami. So without Krishna, how she will be pleased? So Krishna is coming to please her. Understand? You see, when you are in the mood of Krishna and Ram, taste is not coming. You are mood in Krishna and Balram, taste will not come. Somebody, you chant under pressure. When this will come in this mood to you, you will never leave this mantra. Automatically you will be mad to chant this, because this gives you relishment. And how I can live without that? This feeling become more closer and closer to us. Yes.
So yesterday we stopped commentary. This verse is spoken in external consciousness, Sadaka Vesha. Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned the five most powerful items of devotion in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These confidential items of devotion, living in Braja, worshipping the deity and chanting the holy name, are
these
so
are all in my sadhana. Why I live in the Braja? To reach to my Siddha Deha, the spiritual one. Why I worship deity? Why I keep it? Because with, you see one baby, child, small child, he has a doll. He grow up. But he never leave this doll. You see that? Not for child only. She connected with that. She married again this bring dolls with him. What was in this time of baby? What? So why this is happening? Because that becomes connection. This connection only can possible when you start playing with him. Then one day he himself will start coming and play with you. So first living in Braja, second is a deity worship. First is a deity. And after, when the love will receive that, its deity will take his form and he will play with you. Like my Radha Mohan. Many see like a deity too. Many see in different way, but the lover of Radha Mohan, they, when they see, they feel different. And lovers always see one thing, where he is fixed, then he is a lover. He is far or near, he is a no meaning for lover. His eyes is fixed like her. He surely is no meaning. Damodar is near to him or he is in a school. She always feels that my Damodar is with me. Always looking and giving her blessing. Not want to take blessing, giving blessing that you not go in any pain and trouble. You are happy, I am happy. Your smiling is my smiling. If you become distressed, I will be in distress. No expectation from you. That is love.
These confidential items of devotion, living in Raj, worshipping the deity, and chanting the holy name.
Chanting the holy name means what? Yes, what I explain. I want to be with you. I want to see all time together to you. That is the desire of life. No, my material thing asking. I want to be, see you happy, my son. My Radhika, I want to see you always smiling and happy with your lover. That is the reason for chanting. Is the round counting is the what? Chanting is for you. I will escape from my other work and I will always think like this to you. Escaping from other things and doing to be close with you, and I want to see both of you very close. No, bring her. You know?
When are you ready, Sridhar?
Up there.
Sridhar, my friend, how are you? Hello, my dear. How are you? How are you?
How are you, my love?
My dear, I'm up there with you. What is the reason behind this? It's not possible. Out of Raja. That is separate issue. When you come, with which desire you come, and how you get the association and friendship, and how you, it result come to you. But by fortune, when this happened, don't miss this chance. It cannot be come or more come. So we have to understand. Yes.
So these items are so powerful living in Graj, worshipping the deity and chanting the holy name, that if an offenseless person practices them, even little bit, even unconsciously.
Little bit.
And even
I practice very little before. But if you leave, one day will time will come that this divine couple will fulfill your desire because you are living in his home. Somebody lives in your home, you will fulfill his desire or not? Somebody is remembering to him like this, he will call you or not? Somebody like a toy playing with him, but slowly, slowly he gets love in between or not? And that love, when they come, then everything is changed in life. Till the love is not coming, this feeling is not coming, everything is missing. Go in morning, listen to this Baba. Where we go?
Madante.
They talk only on these points about Radha and Krishna. They talk only about the dham, land of Braja. They talk only about the name. What is the beauty behind this? They explain it. You will get the English translation. And that what I am missing to know, that to know. Right.
These items are so powerful that if an offenseless person practices even a little bit, even unconsciously, or even without faith, Baba will take birth in his heart.
What will happen? Bhava. What is that bhava? One baby will take the birth in your heart. Baby comes to the womb, na? But one baby comes in heart by living here. That is your bhav, is meaning feeling. Some feeling will touch you and life will change you. What was full life was feelingless. That feeling will appear like a baby inside you.
These five extraordinary items of sadhana have such inconceivable powers that they are simultaneously reveal Baba and its object, Shri Krishna.
There is only three mentioned and five items.
Only three mentioned, but they are speaking at in the beginning five, but then he's mentioning only these three, living in Raj, worshipping the deity and chanting the holy name.
Sarasi.
is
go on.
Have such inconceivable powers that they simultaneously reveal Bhav and its object, Shri Krishna, in the heart of the sadhaka.
Object of Krishna, because my subject is already fixed, is my Radhika. Then Krishna will see, you will see. Radhika's Krishna, you will see. There are two types of person who has no subject, but he is working in object only. So he is with Krishna only. But whose subject is clear to him, and he is living in his subject, then object is different. Understand? Clear or not? There are two. One is I see the only object. But this my idea to see object, because I am free from taking my decision. But this object is my object. And when I know the subject, shelter, then shelter show the object. It's a different object. Before was direct object was God. But now my subject is very clear, shelter is very clear, then shelter show me the object. That is her object. Not my object. Because she gave me this object, that subject has this object. It's a different mode. Write down and practice on this subject and object. My object and my subject object will be different. My object will be God and the subject object will be lover. Him. Subject says this is to go. When you will go to the object, it's who sent you? My subject sent to you that you are the object. He said, no. Go to the object. My object is see. I'm the subject for her. Object is my she. Please, I will request you go there. Then you again go there. I went to him. He says, you are the object for him. Yes. He said that only my goal is her, is my goal. That's a no. He confused you again, bro. I am the subject and she, he is my object. Again you went there. Then he again said, no, she said, I am the subject and he is my object. Then you are going here and there and here. This is pastime. Only going to both and them is your pastime. This, they are playing like this. This is their dinner. And that, then you become Manjari to be in that. Play with the subject. And you like this.
But sometimes I feel I'm missing out of this, that the Manjari's mood is somehow Radhika is the subject and Radhika is also the object.
Radhika is the subject for us. But her object is Krishna.
Yes.
And Radhika, when I reach there, that you are my object, I want you to see and bring to her. He said, no, my dear. I am the object for whole who not come this way. But I am the only subject to serve her. My mind is totally involved to do things for her. My goal is, she is my goal. Object means my goal. My life is for her. So I am the subject and he is my object. She is my object, she is my goal. This moving there for listening their exchange is a pastime. And that only close associate can get it. And they are same Manjaris. Who live in the subject and object. Is the science. I give you the scientific idea.
So if the object is the goal, the subject is the way.
Object is the goal and subject is the center. Center.
How to reach that?
Subject. I am reading mathematics. This is my subject. I read history and this is the history. I find out the geography, and in geography when I finding out where the things are there, then we find out this is the thing. Individually when I try, then I block. In God consciousness, when I go to the shelter, subject of love, then his exchange is started. What is my subject? Love is my subject. Then this is done. When there is no love subject, then it will never start. Radhe, Radhe.
So subject is the Ashraya.
Yes. And Visha is the
object.
Like it's written that actually Radha Krishna are the same one. So the only metaphorically speaking difference is that Radhika is always Ashraya and Krishna is Vishaya. So we cannot reach there. Like it is written that Radha Krishna are not separate, they are one.
Not separate.
Only metaphorically speaking difference is that Radhika is Ashraya and Krishna is always Vishaya.
They are one, but they are two.
No, but in tattva, it was like in Jiva Dharma, it's like in tattva, not in rasa. It's like explaining this asha and vishaya, that Radha Krishna are not some separate thing. They are one and the same. And for the lila, they are separate, of course. But in tattva, they are one. And the role of Radhika is always ashraya. She is the lover, ashraya. And Krishna is vishaya, object. So this is we cannot reach there without Radhika. That is her position.
But when you read the Chaitanya Tamrita, it's written like this. Because when they are become two, when this one become two, Chaitanya is one.
Yeah.
When they become two, Radha and Krishna, then the Braj pastime is happening.
Yes.
What we meditate, Braj pastime, when they become two. This one, when they become two, then this is happening. Understand, correct? Chaitanya is one, Radha and Krishna one. This is Ram. This is Ram, is the Bij Mantra of Radhika. But here also Krishna is in between Radhika. Because this is the Sara. Sara means? Rasa is storage. Storage tank. And this is storage tank flowing to the Rasa, to Krishna. Then he becomes Rasik Sekha. He is a Rasik Sekha. He knows to relish that rasa, what is coming from the sar. Thank you. He the radisha raso vaisaha. It's Krishna. Understand? Clear? Jai Jai Shri Ramane. Jai Jai Shri Ramane. Jai Jai Shri Ramane.